أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإن امرأة خافت من بعلها نشوزا أو إعراضا فلا جناح عليهما أن يصلحا بينهما صلحا والصلح خير وأحضرت الأنفس الشح وإن تحسنوا وتتقوا فإن الله كان بما تعملون خبيرا صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 128 of Surah An-Nisa. The ayah before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the rights of women, the rights of orphans that were not given. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the issue when there is disharmony, discord in the marriage, then Allah ta'ala said to the husband, that if you wish and you keep the wife in the marriage, then you will do it according to the Shariat with harmony. And if you let her go, then again you will do it in a proper manner, in a peaceful manner, without creating a disturbance and without creating disharmony between yourselves and the family. And then earlier in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had also shown that the steps that you will take is that you will advise, you will speak between yourselves, you will elect and you will select between yourselves people that will reconcile from your family, from her family, and in that way you will try and reconcile the marriage. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a reconciliation between the husband and wives, between themselves and nobody else. We find in certain narrations that in the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we know that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after the demise of our mother Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had married Sayyida Sauda radiallahu ta'ala anha, also our mother. She was advanced in age, and then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had taken her, and because of her advanced age, there was an odor that had emitted from her mouth, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, being the recipient of wahi, Sayyiduna Jibreel alaihi salatu wasalam would frequent Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Malaika would frequent Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He himself would keep away from eating raw garlic, raw onions, because of the bad odor, in being afraid that the malaika will keep away from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So on the one hand, in anticipation of the malaika, that perhaps wahi would be stopped, the ummah will be deprived of wahi, and here being next to Sayyida Sauda radiallahu ta'ala anha, the apprehension of wahi stopping. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was now in the situation that what would be the situation of his marriage with Sayyida Sauda radiallahu ta'ala anha. On the other side, Sayyida Sauda radiallahu ta'ala anha, her fear that what if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam lets her go, gives her up insofar as the marriage is concerned. So Sayyida Sauda radiallahu ta'ala anha very politely said to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I give my marital rights up insofar as you having a night by me. In other words, I give up that night and I give it to Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. In other words, she reconciled with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Sayyida Sauda radiallahu ta'ala anha gives up one part of a marital right to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had accepted, but she remained the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and other marital rights, like for example maintenance etc., had continued. So in the view of this reconciliation that she had made with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then we find incidents also in the lives of some of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that similar incidents had taken place. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed the ayah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنِ مْرَأَةٌ خَافَتْ مِنْ بَعْلِهَا نُشُوزًا أَوْ إِعْرَاضًا, and if a woman fears aggression or aversion of her husband, in other words, she realizes that the husband is not going to fulfill her rights, or he is going to leave the marriage, he is going to divorce her, فَلَا جُنَاهَ عَلَيْهِمَا أَن يُسْلِحَا بَيْنَهُمَا صُلْحَا, then there will be no sin upon them, there will be no blame upon them, if both of them between themselves reconcile. They bring no other party in, the two of them sit and they discuss, and they keep the marriage intact. There may be other reasons why they would do so, looking probably at the children, looking at other issues, but they keep the marriage intact. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there will be no sin upon them, there will be no harm that the woman gives up part of her maintenance, which is her right, or perhaps the husband gives up some of his rights, and so that the marriage may continue. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there is no harm in that, there is no sin in that, and no one will be blamed, and no one will be held responsible in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, insofar as the sulah, insofar as the reconciliation is concerned, so long as halal is not made haram, haram is not made halal, the sulah, the reconciliation will be in order. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala says, وَالصُّلْحُ خَيْرٌ, that reconciliation is best. Whether it is in the context of a marriage, whether it is in the context of a business transaction that had taken place, somebody makes a claim on someone for an amount of money, and then there is a denial of that, and then they come into a reconciliation, or whether it is the ownership of a property, or whatever it may be, both the parties reconcile it, it is best than rather both of them going to court, fighting a case, etc. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala says, وَأُحْضِرَتِ الْأَنفُسُ الشُّحْ. الشُّحْ means greed, it means stinginess, miserliness, and it has both the connotations, that it has the connotation, the meaning of a person being miserly and at the same time greedy. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that to the self, to the person, ashuh, miserliness, greed, the desire comes to the nafs, it comes to an individual automatically. That here in the context of a nikah, there are other aspects that one will look to, that a man may want to divorce his wife, but there are other desires that a person may have, that now the wife gives up some of her rights, which a person may be desirous of, and hence that may be something that is attractive to a person. So in a reconciliation, we will see what will attract the other party, and we give up that much so that the person may be attracted to that and the person will accept. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِن تُحْسِنُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرًا. Again, in a marriage or in any other relationship, Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِن تُحْسِنُوا, if you do good. In other words, somebody is violating your rights, like in a marriage, the husband is violating the rights of the wife, or the wife is violating the rights of the husband, whichever it may be, and the other party who is being violated, the person that is being aggrieved, and the person does good. In other words, he does not demand the rights, or she does not demand the rights, but they continue to fulfill the rights of the other spouse. وَتَتَّقُوا, and they continue to fulfill. In other words, they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they go on in the marriage. They are not concerned about the rights that were due to them, but they fulfill the obligations that they had to fulfill. Then فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرًا. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well aware of what you do. In other words, for that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward insofar as the akhirat is concerned. In this world, it may seem as though you are being downtrodden. In this world, the people of this world may say that you are foolish, but in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold you high, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward insofar as the akhirat is concerned. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless every marriage with love, muhabbat, and Allah ta'ala place muhabbat in the houses of every ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.